Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hey everyone, welcome to this incredible episode of Social Blend. I have a very good friend of mine. She's been on the podcast before. We have talked about so much throughout the years. I've known her for over 10 years. I am speaking about my good friend Gracie. She's here with us today, and we are going to talk about our final thoughts with Vanderpump Rules. Gracie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm tired.
I'm always tired, but you know what? It's fine.
Yeah. I'm like, is it the Xanax? Is it the exhaustion of work? Who knows?
You know what? It's fine. We'll just take an Adderall and everything will be okay.
Exactly. Call the day. All right. So we have drinks. So I'll go first. Or no, you go first because your drink is way nicer and way better than mine. I wish I was over your house.
Okay. Yeah. Come over. Come over and have one. It's fine. Okay. So I've been really into spicy cocktails lately, like just very weird for me because I'm never like a spicy gal, but like lately I have it. I'm like, oh my God, am I pregnant? But I'm not, so it's fine. So I have Casamigos tequila, fresh squeezed lime juice, fresh made simple syrup, so it's a margarita, but then I put a bunch of jalapeno seeds and jalapeno slices. And then it has a sugar and tahini rim. It's very good. It's very refreshing. Perfect for the summer.
I love it. And it looks so good. The presentation alone is stunning.
I know. I got these beautiful glasses at Home Goods. Yeah, shout out Home Goods.
Shout out Home Goods. They are so good. Every time I go in there, I'm like, when I have my own house, I cannot wait to get in here and buy one thing.
Oh my God.
It's pretty pricey.
I can't even go anymore because I'll spend too much money. It's fine. Yeah. I'm banned from there.
Yeah. So I was going to make like a fun little cocktail, but I got sidetracked. So instead I did pop open one of these White Claw hard seltzer surf. It's like, it's way different. I tried it recently this past weekend, and this flavor is the watermelon lime smash. So it's really good. I think a friend of mine said it was honestly just a way better tasting White Claw than like the original.
I do like the surfs, but my favorite White Claw variety is the lemonade. They're so good.
Oh, okay.
The White Claw lemonade are really good. You got to try that one. So good.
Yeah. Recently I had the High Noons tequila because I love tequila and they're good.
They're good too.
They are strong. Like you could taste the tequila. It's wild. Mm-hmm.
But they're like smooth though. They're still smooth and like,
yes. Yeah.
My cousin is 21 and has been 21 for like 8 months. So like, it's just really getting into drinking and it's good for my cousin to have because like, they're not going to black out.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And exactly. I'm a more seasoned drinker. I can drink five of these and I'll be fine.
Right. One more thing I have to say before we start our like final thoughts about everything. So a friend of mine's father wished me a happy Father's Day.
I can't.
And it made no sense. My only thing is because my dad has the same name as me. I'm thinking maybe he thought like I'm my dad's like.
But you don't even look like your dad, and right. You don't even look nearly as old as your dad.
Yes.
So what?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. You know how like older people on Facebook, they don't know what they're doing. They
have no idea.
He messaged me privately, and I was just like, so the way I approached it was, I said I will let my dad know. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Oh, and it was on Facebook. That makes so much more sense. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So oh, wait, you thought in person? Yesterday.
What?
You thought in person?
Yes. I thought... Oh, my God. I was like, wait, what? But no. Anyway, wait. Neil and I were walking into the liquor store yesterday to get my dad like a nice bottle of scotch for Father's Day because like, he likes scotch, but he won't buy it for himself because it's so expensive. So
Neil and I are walking in, and like, no, Neil has like a beard. He like looks a little older, even though he's only going to be 29 next week. Like, it's fine. And the guy was like, "Happy Father's Day," and Neil didn't say anything because he didn't think he was talking to him.
Right, because he's not a father.
He's not a father. And the guy says it again, and he was like, "Oh, not yet." I was like,
"That's why I'll only say it to people I know that are fathers and mothers, like for Mother's Day too. Same thing."
Yeah, yeah.
So that is so funny. But,
so funny.
All right. Cheers to our conversations that we're about to have right now. Cheers. So we are going to speak about Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
So do you want to let everyone know when you started watching? Because I've watched throughout the years. Like, I've always watched it.
So I've like heard about Vanderpump Rules. I didn't really know what it was. Because like, I'm like, I follow Dumois, like I'm really big on celebrity gossip. So sometimes a lot of that Bravo gossip like is on Dumois. So I like, obviously like I'd heard of it. I knew about it. But then two of my really good friends this year, even before the Scandoval thing happened, were like, "Oh my God, you gotta watch Vanderpump Rules." And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not really like a reality TV show girl. Like, I like some dating shows, but it's got to be like a good premise. Like, I'm not like all about The Bachelor. Like, I need there to be like a good gimmick. Like, I love F-Boy Island because like there's something to figure out. We got to figure out who's an F-Boy, who's a nice guy. I have a spreadsheet. I'm crazy. It's fine. And then my friend was like, "Oh my God, did you start watching yet?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Oh my God." Literally 2 days ago, it just got... it just got found out that Sandoval cheated on Ariana, and they'd been together for like 9 years with a girl who she was friends with. And it's like insane.
Yep.
And I was like, "Oh my God. Okay." So like a month after that, I was like, "All right, everyone's posting about it. I'm going to start watching." So I started watching it over like my spring break in April. And you know, I'm busy. Like, I was still finishing up grad school. I'm a teacher. So I'm halfway through season 8 right now. But I did, with Neil, my boyfriend, go back and we watched hashtag Scandoval and then the three parts of the reunion for this season. Because I was like, I already know all about what happened because it's all over.
Right.
And I don't want to have any spoilers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see the revelations about, like, you know what we're going to talk about later as it was happening. So, like, I didn't have to, it wasn't ruined for me. I wanted to be shocked with everybody else.
Right. And and to watch those alone, you're good to go, honestly. Yeah. Like, you're all, like, up, you're up to date with everything.
Yeah. So. I feel like the entire reunion episodes, they barely even talked about anything else that happened in that season.
Exactly.
It was all Scandoval.
Yeah.
And as it should. I haven't watched Secrets Revealed yet. Was there a Secrets Revealed for this season?
There was. I have not watched it yet.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet, but I will go back and watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was honestly, like, I've always watched the show, but the past, I would say, 3 years has been, it's just been slow. And I went
into this. Season 7. There was like nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Right.
And like, I feel like Andy just kind of stirred up old shit for the reunion.
Yep.
I was like, what? What?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're right. Like, there wasn't really a lot. I feel like this season that I'm on, though, sorry to cut you off, but like,
no, it's okay.
This season that I'm on, season 8, there's a lot going on, though.
Is that when Charlie's introduced?
It's Jackson Brittany's wedding, and like Sandoval is not a best man anymore right now.
That
and now
was
I'm like now like
crazy.
I'm really like seeing like Sandoval, you suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always portrayed himself as like the poor me, but he is a slimy person, and I've always said that. But yeah, for me,
I think he's the top narcissist at narcissism school.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And those tears do nothing for me. He could cry all day.
No.
They're all they're Lifetime movie tears. That's it.
Yeah, they're fake.
Yeah.
He learned some tricks or something. I don't know.
He did, yeah, because he's an actor too.
Yeah.
So yeah, through the years, I was like, the show isn't as good as it once was. But this season, I was like, of course, I'm going to watch. And I actually liked it. I was like, wait, this is like, the episodes are good. They're flying by, which always means like you want more. Like, I'm always like, mm-hmm. these are good. All of a sudden, I get the TMZ news, like, headline saying like, oh my God, I said Rihanna. That Ariana found out that Raquel and Sandoval have been sleeping together all this time. I said, what? I couldn't believe it. And wait. Everyone knows that when they do a season, if it's airing, they're done with the season. So I'm like, they better get these cameras back up.
So they did. They picked the cameras back up and filmed the episode. They filmed hashtags.
Incredible.
And as they fucking shut. And oh my God, Kristen Doty.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen came back.
Round of applause.
Because I am now like watching, like in season 6 and 7, like you can kind of see Ariana and Kristen's like relationship, kind of like they become friends. And then like now I'm like, damn, Kristen was like, Ariana, I love you. I got you. Fuck him. Oh my God.
It was incredible.
I never thought I'd respect Kristen Doty.
I know, right? Like that much, right? Because I'm always like, she's crazy.
Oh my God, Kristen, classic BPD. She has borderline personality disorder, for sure.
100%, yeah.
Ariana even said it in like season 2 or 3 or whatever. She's like, it's called borderline personality disorder. You should look it up.
Oh no, 100%, because she's not okay. But we love her.
We love her. She's fine. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So that was wild. And now let's talk about the whole Scandoval. So
oh my God.
We are watching this and literally watching Raquel just act nonchalant. Like everything is like, yeah, Ariana found out that Tom and I have been sleeping together for 7 months.
Here's what I think. Here are my thoughts. So obviously there were a lot of reports that Raquel went to a mental institution or not a mental institution. She went to like, you know, rehab,
like,
you know,
like
she went
home.
To,
yeah.
Yeah. She went to like, you know, whatever she was. Okay.
It's like those celebrity camps that they have.
I think that she is on a lot of Xanax.
Yes.
Because how else would she be that calm? Unless she's completely batshit crazy, which now watching her like be more present in these seasons that I'm watching now, like she's a little bit emotional.
Right.
So I'm like, she's on something. I feel like she's got to be on something.
You are good,
fine, whatever. But like, you're on something because you're too calm.
Yeah. And to not show emotion for something that she did, to even like say like, I was so wrong and I'm so upset that this happened. Viewers would have felt bad for her. Like,
yeah.
And so the fact that she didn't is wild. I mean, now we know, like, at the reunion, the last part, she did speak 2 weeks after, and she was emotional, but it was almost like, it's a little too late, so.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off, with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your goalie gummies today.
I will also say, watching for the first two parts of the reunion, Sandoval just try and defend himself.
Right.
And then in the third part, then start breaking down and admit it and like be remorseful. I'm like, it's too late, bro.
Right.
You could, like, we all know you did it. We all know everyone's pissed. Everyone's mad. You could have just admitted it in the beginning and no one would be as, like, we'd still be pissed at you, but I feel like people were more pissed.
Yeah.
After the fact, because he was so shitty. Like, yes. It's done. Like, no one cares.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. And it's that kind of thing that's like, when you were doing it, you had no problem. But now that you're caught, you're like devastated about it.
Yeah.
And
it's like, they were friends with Raquel. Right.
Very
Ariana
good friends.
Ariana was friends with Raquel.
Yes. Yeah, that's
and like,
disgusting.
I feel like, obviously, it's all bad. But like, I can understand it happening one time. Maybe you're drunk, whatever.
Right.
And it would still be shitty. But like, to keep fucking doing it, knowing that she is friends with your girlfriend. You have been with your girlfriend for 9 years. You own a home together. Like, that was the...
It hits different. Yeah. And it's that kind of thing, because I know people were saying, like, does anyone not realize, like, that this show was all about friends screwing friends? Yes, it was, but this is way different. This is...
And it's changed. Nobody has fucked else's boyfriend like this since Kristen fucked Jax on the couch while Sandoval was sleeping in the other room.
Exactly,
season two or whatever it was.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing. It's like, they're so much older now. Like, they're mature, right? So you're thinking,
Tom Sandoval is almost 40, yeah.
Yeah, so you're thinking, like... Like, they are mature now. So the fact that he does this now, and to a best friend, that's what makes it disgusting. Like, they're real friends. They're friends off camera, on camera. That's what makes it different. So I will say that I didn't like everyone attacking Tom and Raquel like that. I mean, I feel like Ariana, she was angry. And they did film it 2 weeks after everything happened.
Right. The reunion they filmed two weeks after. Okay. So,
So she was still heated, which I understand. But the rest of them, I was like, okay, maybe calm down a little bit.
Wait, no, because I was obsessed with James and Lala during the
reunion. Oh, I loved it. Yeah. No, not saying I didn't love it, but I was just like, calm down a little bit from
a little bit. Like, yeah. James and Lala were amazing. Yeah. I'm like, why aren't they together? They need to get married. They're soulmates.
I know.
They're soulmates.
I know. And the fact that they like dated, I always forget.
Well, I feel like they didn't really date. They just like fucked and were like best friends. And it was like a weird thing. Like,
it was.
They just have like this weird connection with each other.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I love both of them. No, sorry. I love both of them. I think they're so fun. And out of all this, like, James was always my least favorite because he always would do something.
Oh my God. I know.
I love this man now.
I do too. Because. Wait, okay, this is something I did take notes on mentally. I did tell you, I'm like, I'm taking notes, but they're mental notes. Yeah. It's fine.
No, me whatever. Too.
I'm busy. I'm both busy. It's fine. I was watching the seasons. I was watching the season 7 reunion, like, last week.
Yeah.
And it was the day before we were supposed to film this, but, like, neither of us slept. So we were like, okay, we have to
record this. Re-evaluate.
We have to move. It's fine.
Yeah.
And so James and is fighting with Jax and Brittany and is like talking about how Jax poops with the door open. And I don't even know exactly what he said, but he was like, oh, you poop with the door open, mate. Oh, you're gonna make a poop pancake. And that was because he's like, she's cooking pancakes in the kitchen. What is it gonna be, a poop pancake? I was like,
oh my. Yeah, he has those little diggers that will make me laugh out loud. Oh, my God.
And you know James is mad when he starts calling people by their first and last name.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, what about you, Jax Taylor?
Yeah.
Kristen Doty.
Right. Oh, my gosh. No, he is someone that's this season, I was like, wow, I love this man.
Wait, Neil just texted me. I thought he was going to be like, you're screaming in the microphone too much. He said, really good James impression.
No, it was, though. It was good. No, when you said that, the Neil just texted you, in my head, I was like, oh my God, she's too loud then. That's it. Like, he's probably like, you're too loud. Stop talking.
Oh, he's lived with me for like almost 3 years. He's used to it.
Yeah. He's, yeah. Okay. So one question that I have for you, and I'll also say like what I think and my prediction. What is your prediction for next season? So what does season 11 bring? Who do you think is leaving? Who do you think is coming back?
Who do you think they're adding? I'm going to say what I'd like to see and what I think is going to happen. What I'd like to see is Katie and Schwartz getting back together because, like, I'm obsessed with them.
Me too.
I haven't gotten to the part where they get a divorce yet. So I don't know what happens, but I know like it was her decision and she was like, whatever. But I really like Tom Schwartz. I do. And I know it's an unpopular opinion. Like, I just think he's a nice guy. I think he has the best intentions from what I've seen of everyone else.
Yeah.
I'd like Ari. Okay, so this is what I think is going to happen. I think Ariana's new boyfriend, what's his name?
I think David.
Yeah, I think he's going to join, or he's going to be a recurring character or something. Mm-hmm. Character, cast member.
Yeah.
They're real people. I think Raquel's going to leave.
Wow.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Sandoval will never leave because did you see the videos from his fucking tour that he went on?
Oh yeah, he loves everything about this.
But no one was there.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, no, no one was there,
no one went, and like the bongo, and he's like like giving the microphone a blowjob, like he's in love with himself, like
he loves it. Yeah, he's that person that's always wanted this fame. And like, no matter good or bad, he's going to take it and use it. So,
yeah, because he's a narcissist. He loves the attention. It's just what it is.
Yep.
I feel like it's really going to shake it up. It really is. I heard there's rumors that Jax and Brittany might come back. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that.
I would too.
I would like to see Stassi and Bo come back, but I know Stassi doesn't want to.
I know. Me too. I love Stassi.
Like, I love her.
I thought she was great. So I know I would like them to come back, but I just don't see her coming back maybe this season coming up because she's pregnant. Yeah. So
she's like about to pop. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What about you?
So me personally, I think the entire cast is coming back. I think so. Okay. I'm going to do the same thing that you said, what I want and what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
So what I think is going to happen is that the whole cast is going to come back and that they are going to bring maybe a few old cast members.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, like Jax and Brittany.
You met Jax and Brittany. What did they say?
Oh my God. I love. So I told them, I was like, you guys have to come back. Like you have to come back because it's the perfect time. And they've been doing like some Bravo promotion and stuff. Yeah, like that.
Watch with Jax and Brittany.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So they said we'll see. So I guess that's fine to say. Yeah.
I don't think they can say anything, but like
No, they can't say anything. Yeah. I'm like, should I even say that right now? Like, should I even say this? But it's fine.
It's fine.
I feel like they said it before. But yeah. I feel like that would be great. Like you said, Stassi, I would love to see Stassi back, but I don't see it happening. Kristen, I don't see her coming back. I think that was just like a quick little thing that she did because of everything's happening.
And I'm glad she did though.
No, me too. Yeah. And also it showed that like we are friends. So anything that anyone's going to spin, it's not true because we are friends. So I did like that. So that's what I think is going to happen. What I want to happen is for Sandoval and Raquel to leave.
He won't.
But no, he won't. And And the ratings are just so good that Bravo would be like, no. Like we want him to have his bad season once again.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So I think next season or this season that they're gonna film, he's gonna go into this with his tail between his legs and
he better.
And honestly, just try to rekindle any friendships. And I think Raquel is gonna come into this group. The victim. She's going to play the victim card, and she's going to say, because at the end of the reunion, she was very like saying like, he put me up to this. He had lines for me to read through. So all that. So, and now like Ariana's saying she feels bad. Lala said she feels bad about the reunion. So we'll see what happens, but
yeah,
that's my prediction.
Yeah. No, I like, They better embarrass the shit out of this man.
Yeah.
This worm with a mustache.
Right. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Oh my God. Worm with the mustache. Hate yeah. Him. Yeah. Same. No, same. I just think like it's so disgusting. Cause then he also said, like at the end, he was like, I was gonna break up with you after the season wrapped. Are you kidding me?
No, you weren't, bitch.
Just exactly.
Okay, wait. And I'm going to bring it back to many seasons ago. Her birthday party that was like the bouncy castle and all that shit.
Yeah.
And she was like crying like, my dad died. Like, and I don't want to feel abandoned. Like, I'm just feeling really upset right now. And right. He was like, I'm always going to be there for you.
Yep.
But he told me we're going to play with bulldozers. Like, fuck you, bro.
Disgusting.
You know what? Make a bulldozer appointment like a week after. Like, right. It's totally cool. Like, relax, bro.
Right, right.
Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And also what really killed me is that, like, they screwed each other when Charlotte died and she had to, like, go home to, like, bury Charlotte. That was disgusting.
The dog, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so
that was disgusting.
I didn't get to that part yet, but I know about it because I've seen hashtag Scandaval.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you'll get, okay. So the season is really good.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely watching. Like, I'm halfway through season 8. I'm about to get to Jackson Brittany's wedding, but there's drama right now. Well,
right. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
I know we're talking okay, past the point that you wanted to end, but I'm a little drunk now, so I'm ruining the podcast.
No. No, you're fine. I'm getting hot, which means like I'm not okay. Also, okay. I haven't eaten.
Oh my God. All right. Go eat.
I had a donut.
That's it?
Yeah, today. Because yes, I eat bad all weekend.
It's fine.
But it's fine.
You know what? Remember when we used to go to Whole Foods and we thought we were healthy?
I know.
Who were we trying to kid?
I know. Not healthy at all. All right. So we'll do.
Let's end it there.
All right. Well, let's do our final. We'll do our final.
Oh, final thoughts. Yes.
Yeah. Like
oh my
our
God.
Final. Our final goodbyes and our final thoughts.
Okay. So wait. But before we do that, George, will you come on my podcast that now I've been wanting to start? But I'm like, oh my God, no one will be on it. So like, will you do it?
Yes, I'll do it.
It's called Thought Topic.
Yes, I love it. Oh my God.
And it's coming soon.
I cannot wait.
Summer, we're doing it.
I will be on it. I will. Yes. I'll be on it multiple times. I could be your co-host. I don't care. I'll be on it.
This is my third time being on a George podcast. My second time on this one.
I know. Yeah. Well, for your first. Oh, yeah. Because you did my YouTube.
I did In Bed with George.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was incredible.
And they got Sharpie on my Chipotle burrito.
Yes. No, I'll never forget that because you ate the burrito like this. And the comments, everyone was shook that a person would eat. Is it horizontal?
Did I do that? Honestly, after they got Sharpie on my burrito, I was like, I might as well just do something crazy. Yeah. Because
I think that's why, because you were like, I'm not going to eat it there. I'm going to eat it in the middle. So you turned it on its side and bit into it. And the comments were like, did she just eat the burrito like that?
Well, you know what? I've gotten hotter physically, but yes, inside I'm still a little freak.
Yeah. And we love it. All right.
Final thoughts. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting. Okay, I'm drunk.
No, it's fine. No, same. Okay. So my final thoughts are that the season was incredible. I am happy it's over. And I'm ready to see what's next.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
Yeah. And the fact, and also going to the Vanderpump, like they had a watch party with like Bravo hosted it. It was, and to meet like Shayna and Brock and like Lala, and they were so sweet and nice.
Wait, did you also meet Lala?
Yeah, Lala
there
was
there. There wasn't a photo.
No, because she had a, she was doing Watch What Happens Live that night. So she had to go like fast.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, thanks for the invite, bitch. You know, I'm right here.
I know. It was so fast. Like, it all happened so fast that I was like, if I'm going, I need to leave now. So yeah.
No, I'm 10 minutes away.
I know. It was like that crazy, like, I can't even describe it, but it was
next year.
It was a lot of fun. Yes. Yeah. Next time when they do this. Yes. But yeah, so that's my final thoughts, honestly. And I'm excited to see what comes next and what Bravo is going to come up with, especially that half of the cast doesn't want to talk to Tom or Raquel. So,
yeah.
What about you?
My final thoughts are fuck Tom Sandoval. Okay. Fuck Raquel Levis. Okay. Nothing but love for Ariana Maddox. Nothing but love for James Kennedy. Nothing but love for Lala Kent. Nothing but love for Katie Maloney. I relate to her. I love her.
Yeah.
And of course, the one person we haven't talked about, Lisa Vanderpump, please adopt me.
Oh, yes. No, same. Every time I see her in the swans, I'm like, I will take care of all of the animals. Just
oh, my God. Oh, Lisa, please invite us to Villa Rosa. We'll die for you.
Literally.
I'll sacrifice myself at your feet, Lisa. I love you.
Yes, babe. All right. So tell everyone where they could find you if you want. If not, then we'll keep this moving.
Okay.
And again, you can go.
My Instagram is at Gracie Giglio, GRACIEGIGLIO. It is private because I am a New York City public educator, but that doesn't mean you still can't smash that follow button. I hate myself. All right. Anyway, find me on there. I'm too old for TikTok.
Right. Okay, great. And I'll also have the link underneath, like when everyone like listens to this, they could go and click and follow you there.
Perfect.
I'm so excited for your podcast. I can't wait to come on. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on today. Yeah, I'm so happy that everyone's like watching this. So now that like we could discuss it like this. So
I know. It. Oh my God. People I didn't even think were gonna watch Vanderpump Rules are watching it. It's a phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It really is. It really is. So
All right. Let's go because otherwise I'm gonna keep talking. So we gotta end it.
Yeah. All right. I love you so much.
All right, love you.
And I will see you soon. Okay, all love right, you.
Bye.
Bye.